Tonight, new concerns in Washington that drones could be used to carry out a terrorist attack.
A lone wolf, or maybe even a group of actors that would use them. We already know that they have discussed planning and surveillance using drones to conduct their operation.
On Capitol Hill Wednesday, experts warned nuclear power plants, military bases, and government buildings could all be at risk.
Even consumer-grade drones can be rigged to carry out potent attacks.
The concerns are real. There is nothing to stop the criminal element from purchasing a UAS and using it to cause localized or catastrophic damage.
Authorities foiled a 2011 terror plot targeting the Pentagon and the U.S. Capitol with a remote-controlled plane packed with explosives. In January of this year, a drone crashed onto the White House lawn.
Could be carrying explosives, could be carrying some noxious agent. And here we are with a lot of questions about how to defend the White House and other critical infrastructure from an attack like that.
The Secret Service is running drills to figure out how to intercept rogue drones. Around the world, drones continue to breach sensitive areas without being caught. In France, drones were recently reported over at least 7 nuclear power plants. And at a campaign event, a drone crashed in front of German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Here in the U.S. tonight, officials say they are unclear who is in charge of protecting the homeland from rogue drones.
When you can fly an unmanned aerial vehicle right next to a head of state and nobody knows it's coming, nobody's aware what the intentions are, what might be on board, certainly that's a national security